Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. This soul is blessed to be sharing with you this episode of Saints of India, which is about an Indian Hindu monk, yogi and guru who introduced millions to the teachings of meditation and Kriya Yoga through his organization Self-Realization Fellowship. The contents of this episode have been derived from wikipedia.com. Any addition or deletion may graciously be pardoned. This soul humbly presents to you the life of Paramahansa Yogananda. Yogananda was born in Gorakhpur, Uttar Pradesh, India, to a Hindu Bengali Kayastha family. He was the fourth of the eight children and second of the four sons of Bhagwati Charan Ghosh, the vice president of Bengal Nagpur Railway, and Jnanaprabha Devi. According to his younger brother Sanananda, from his earliest years, young Mukunda's awareness and experience of the spiritual was far beyond the ordinary. Since his father was a vice president of the Bengal Nagpur Railway, the traveling nature of his job would move his family to several cities during Yogananda's childhood, including Lahore, Bareilly, and Kolkata. According to autobiography of a yogi, when he was 11 years old, his mother died just before the betrothal of his eldest brother Ananta. She left behind for Mukunda a sacred amulet given to her by a holy man who told her that Mukunda was to possess it for some years, after which it would vanish into the ether from which it came. Throughout his childhood, his father would fund train passes for his many sightseeing trips to distant cities and pilgrimage spots, which he would often take with friends. In his youth, he sought out many of India's Hindu sages and saints, including the Soham Tiger Swami, Gandha Baba, and Mahendranath Gupta, hoping to find an illumined teacher to guide him in his spiritual quest. After finishing high school, Yogananda formally left home and joined a Mahamandal hermitage in Varanasi. However, he soon became dissatisfied with its insistence on organizational work instead of meditation and God perception. He began praying for guidance. In 1910, his seeking after various teachers mostly ended when, at the age of 17, he met his guru, Swami Sri Yukteswar Giri. At this time, his well-guarded amulet mysteriously vanished, having had served its spiritual purpose. In his autobiography, he described his first meeting with Sri Yukteswar as a rekindling of a relationship that had lasted for many lifetimes. He entered a oneness of silence. Words seemed the rankest superfluities. Eloquence flowed in soundless chant from heart of master to disciple. With an antenna of ineffable essence, that my guru knew God and would lead me to him. The obscuration of this life disappeared in a fragile dawn of prenatal memories. Dramatic time, past, present and future are its cycling scenes. This was not the first son to find me at these holy feet. He would go on to train under Sri Yukteswar as his disciple for the next 10 years, as his hermitages in Serampore and Puri. Later on, Sri Yukteswar informed Yogananda that he had been sent to him by the great guru of their lineage, Mahavatar Babaji, for a special world purpose of yoga dissemination. After passing his intermediate examination in arts from the Scottish Church College, Kolkata, in 1914, he graduated with a degree similar to a current-day Bachelor of Arts or BA, which at the time was referred to as an AB from Serampore College. The college having two entities, one as a constituent college of the Senate of Serampore College University and the other as an affiliated college of the University of Kolkata. This allowed him to spend time at Yukteswar Ashram in Serampore. In July 1914, several weeks after graduating from college, he took formal vows into the monastic Swami order, Sri Yukteswar allowed him to choose his own name, Swami Yoganandagiri. In 1917, Yogananda founded a school for boys in Dhika, West Bengal, that combined modern educational techniques with yoga training and spiritual ideals. A year later, the school relocated to Ranchi. One of the school's first batch of pupils was his youngest brother, Vishnu Charan Ghosh, who learned yoga asanas there and in turn taught asanas to Bikram Chowdhury. This school would later become the Yogada Satsanga Society of India, the Indian branch of Yogananda's American organization, Self-Realization Fellowship. In 1920, while in meditation one day at his Ranchi school, Yogananda received a vision. Faces of a multitude of Americans passed before his mind's eye, intimating to him that he would soon go to America. After giving charge of the school over to its faculty and eventually to his brother disciple Swami Satyananda, he left for Calcutta. The following day, he received an invitation from the American Unitarian Association to serve as India's delegate to an International Congress of Religious Liberals convening that year in Boston. Seeking out his guru's advice, Sri Yukteswar advised him to go. Later, while in deep prayer in his room, he received a surprise visit from Mahavatar Babaji, the great guru of his lineage, who told him directly that he was the one chosen by the masters to spread Kriya Yoga to the West. Reassured and uplifted, Yogananda soon afterwards accepted the offer to go to Boston. This account became a standard feature of his lectures. In August 1920, he left for the United States aboard the ship, the City of Sparta, on a two-month voyage that landed near Boston by late September. He spoke at the International Congress in early October and was well received. Later that year, he founded the Self-Realization Fellowship to disseminate worldwide his teachings on India's ancient practices and philosophy of yoga and its tradition of meditation. Yogananda spent the next 4 years in Boston. In the interim, he lectured and taught on the East Coast and in 1924 embarked on a cross-continental speaking tour. Thousands came to his lectures. During this time, he attracted a number of celebrity followers, including soprano Amelita Galli-Kursi, tenor Vladimir Rosing, and Clara Clemens Gabrilowicz, the daughter of Mark Twain. In 1925, he established an International Center for Self-Realization Fellowship, Los Angeles, California, which became the spiritual and administrative heart of his growing work. Yogananda was the first Hindu teacher of yoga to spend a major portion of his life in America. He lived in the United States from 1920 to 1952, interrupted by an extended trip abroad in 1935-1936, and through his disciples, he developed various Kriya Yoga centers around the world. Yogananda was put on a government watch list and kept under surveillance by the FBI and the British authorities, who were concerned about the growing independence movement in India. A confidential file was kept on him from 1926 to 1937 due to concern over his religious and moral practices. Philip Goldberg's biography describes Yogananda as being up against a perfect storm of America's worst defects: media sensationalism, religious bigotry, ethnic stereotyping, paternalism, sexual anxiety, and brazen racism. In 1928, Yogananda received unfavorably publicity in Miami, and the police chief Leslie Quigg prohibited Yogananda from holding any further events. Quigg said that it was not to a personal grudge against the Swami, but rather in the interest of public order and Yogananda's own safety. Quigg had received veiled threats against Yogananda. According to Phil Goldberg, it turns out that Miami officials had summoned the British Vice Consulate to advise them on the matter. One consulate officer said that the Miami city manager and chief, Quigg, recognized the fact that the Swami was a British subject and apparently an educated man, but unfortunately he was what is considered in this part of the country a colored man. Giving the South's cultural morals, he noted, the Swami was in great danger of suffering bodily harm from the populace. In 1935, he returned to India via ocean liner along with two of his Western students to visit his Guru Sri Yukteswar Giri and to establish his Yogada Satsanga work in India. While en route, his ship detoured in Europe and the Middle East. He undertook visits to other living Western saints like Theresa Newman, the Catholic stigmatists of Konarsruth, and places of spiritual significance, Assisi, Italy, to honor St. Francis, the Athenian temples of Greece and prison cells of Socrates, the Holy Land of Palestine, and the regions of Ministry of Jesus and Cairo, Egypt, to view the ancient pyramids. In August 1935, he arrived in India at the port of Mumbai, and due to his fame in America, he was met with many photographers and journalists during his short stay at the Taj Mahal Hotel. Upon taking a train eastward and reaching the Howrah station near Kolkata, he was met with a huge crowd and a ceremonious procession led by his brother Bishnu Charan Ghosh and the Maharaja of Kasim Bazar. Visiting Serampore, he had an emotional reunion with his Guru Sri Yukteswar, which was noted in detail by his Western student C. Richard Wright. During his stay in India, he saw his Ranchi Boys School become legally incorporated and took a touring group to visit various locales, the Taj Mahal in Agra, the Chamundeshwari Temple in Mysore, Allahabad for the Kumbh Mela of January 1936, and Vrindavan to visit an exalted disciple of Lahiri Mahashay and Swami Keshav Ananda. He also met with other various people who caught his interest, Mahatma Gandhi, who he initiated the Kriya Yoga, woman saint Anmayma Giribala, an elderly yogi woman who survived without eating, renowned physicist Chandrasekhar Venkatraman, and several disciples of Sri Yukteswar's Guru Lahiri Mahashay. While in India, Sri Yukteswar gave Yogananda the monastic title of Paramahansa, meaning Supreme Swan, and indicating the highest spiritual attainment, which formally superseded his previous title of Swami. In March 1936, upon Yogananda's return to Calcutta, after visiting Vrindavan, Sri Yukteswar died at his hermitage in Puri. After conducting his Guru's funeral rites, Yogananda continued to teach, conduct interviews, and meet with friends for several months before planning to return to the US in mid-1936. According to his autobiography, in June 1936, after having a vision of Krishna, he had a supernatural encounter with the resurrected spirit of his Guru Sri Yukteswar while in a room at the Regent Hotel in Mumbai. During the experience, in which Yogananda physically grasped and held on to his Guru's solid form, Sri Yukteswar explained that he now served as a spiritual guide on a high astral planet and expounded truths in deep detail regarding the astral realm, astral planets and the afterlife, the lifestyles, abilities and varying levels of freedoms of astral beings, the working of karma, man's various superphysical bodies and how he works through them and through metaphysical topics. With new wisdom and renewed from the encounter, Yogananda and his two Western students left India via ocean liner from Mumbai. Staying for several weeks in England, they conducted several yoga classes in London and visited historical sites before leaving for the US in October 1936. In late 1936, Yogananda's ship arrived in New York Harbor, passing the Statue of Liberty. He and his companions then drove in his Ford car across the continental US back to his Mount Washington, California headquarters. Rejoined with his American disciples, he continued to lecture, write, and establish churches in South California. He took up residence at the SRF Hermitage in Encinitas, California, which was a surprise gift from his advanced disciple Rajasri Janakananda. It was at this hermitage that Yogananda wrote his famous Autobiography of a Yogi and other writings. Also at this time, he created an enduring foundation for the spiritual and humanitarian work of Self-Realization Fellowship, Yogada Satsanga Society of India. In 1946, Yogananda took advantage of a change in immigration laws and applied for citizenship. His application was approved in 1949 and he became a naturalized US citizen. The last 4 years of his life were spent primarily in seclusion with some of his inner circle of disciples at his desert retreat in 29 Palms, California, to finish his writings and to finish revising books, articles and lessons written previously over the years. During this period, he gave few interviews and public lectures. He told his close disciples, "I can do much more now to reach others with my pen." In the days leading up to his death, Yogananda began hinting to his disciples that it was time for him to leave the world. On March 7, 1952, he attended a dinner for the visiting Indian ambassador to the US, Binay Ranjan Sen, and his wife at the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles. At the conclusion of the banquet, Yogananda spoke of India and America, their contributions to world peace and human progress, and their future cooperation, expressing his hope for a united world that would combine the best qualities of efficient America and spiritual India. According to an eyewitness, Dayamata, a direct disciple of Yogananda, who was head of the Self-Realization Fellowship from 1955 to 2010, as Yogananda ended his speech, he read from his poem, My India, concluding with the words, "Where Ganges, woods, Himalayan caves, and men dream God, I am hallowed. My body touched that sod." As he uttered these words, he lifted his eyes to the Kuthasta Center and his body slumped to the floor. His followers said that he entered Mahasamadhi. The cause of death was heart failure. His funeral service with hundreds attending was held at the SRF headquarters atop Mount Washington in Los Angeles. Rajasri Janakananda, who Yogananda chose to succeed him as the new president of the Self-Realization Fellowship, performed a sacred ritual releasing the body to God. This soul firmly believes that you would have enjoyed this episode of the Saints of India, so much so this soul enjoyed presenting to you. If you would like to support the project of this soul, you may contribute through patreon.com, the details of which are available in the description. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha.